The next morning, an eerie, almost ghost-like presence blanketed the camp. Families, singing and dancing the night before, now hastily chowed down their breakfasts. Horses snorted softly, mules stifled their brays, and settlers gently clicked at their steeds while checking for loose horseshoes. Tightened straps around toolboxes were given a final inspection, and bedrolls on pack saddles were secured, but not a single word was uttered. To Minnie, the stillness only enhanced her sense of doom, and as she looked out on the vast, daunting, exciting plains that stretched before them, just ready for the taking, her heart fluttered faster than a hummingbird's wings.
"Stay in your places, folks. Stay in your places. If anyone starts before the white flag drop and gun salute, they will be disqualified,"
barked several cavalrymen making their rounds through the rows of hopefuls. Wiping his brow, Gillian stopped one of them in passing.
"Excuse me, sir," he said. "What if we are not one of the frontrunners? There'll not be any land left."
"There are also lots close by to settle on," came the clipped reply. "But those ain't good for farming," hollered a disgruntled man across the way. "Again, there are also lots close by to settle on," the soldier replied gruffly, in no mood to be argued with.
"Da? Is that like the map of parcel land we saw in the newspapers before we left?" Minnie asked.
"Aye, that it is. But don't worry. I'm going to make sure we're one of the ones who gets the rich farming land. That's a promise."
Mum started biting her lower lip, as Minnie had seen her do 100 times. "Gillian, I don't think I can drive the mules that fast."
"Don't worry, love. I'll charge ahead. You follow the best you can."
His arm covered her thin shoulders before he turned to his oldest daughter.
"And Minnie, you follow your mum, and don't you be coming after me."
"But I'm not settled down with a wagon, da. Shouldn't I be the one charging ahead?"
"Girl, you're not going to try me patience on this day of all days. For the love of God, do as you're told."
As Minnie glowered, Mum bit, and Gillian grumbled, Cora shifted from one foot to another. Bradford Jones appeared from out of nowhere.
"Hello. How about a picture of y'all before the big rush?"
It was a couple of seconds before Da found his voice.
"Why, that's grand of you, Bradford. Very kind indeed. Isn't it, Matty? Isn't it, Minnie?"
Directing them professionally, Bradford lined up the family in front of Gillian's wagon, talking non-stop, oblivious to their solemn mood. Unfolding his wooden tripod, he then placed his brand-new fallow-field camera with its fabric bellows and focus lens on top of a ledge and stepped around behind the black curtain attached to the mechanism. Cora started to giggle.
"Look, ma'am, he's disappeared."
In spite of themselves, Maddie, Gillian, and Minnie started to laugh. They laughed so hard that Bradford had to reappear to reprimand them.
"Listen, no smiling, folks. This is a formal picture. No smiling."
But the skin around his eyes crinkled, his grin infectious. And just before he disappeared again to give the camera a quick click, he sent the lot of them a broad wink.
"Before I go up on the ledge with the soldiers to record the entire event, I just want to wish you the best of luck," he said, taking down his equipment.
"What about our picture?" Cora exclaimed.
"I'll develop it in town and give it to you afterwards. You can hang it up in your new homestead."